Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Many people aren't aware that they have a bad credit rating until they're turned down for a mortgage or a loan. So could you unknowingly have built up a poor credit rating? And how do you find out? And perhaps more importantly, can you fix it? Well, financial planner and author of How to Make Your Money Work, Owen McGee, is here now. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning, Claire.
So, I mean, why would you know that you had a bad credit rating unless there was a reason for you needing to find out?
Well, most of the time, unfortunately, the first time people find out is when they go for a mortgage. And it's the mortgage has been the worst one. If it's car loan or something, you're less kind of emotionally involved in it, or a personal loan or something like that. But you go for a loan of some description and they come back and say, oh, there's a problem with your credit report here. And what I would say is that that doesn't mean the door is shut and you're done, but it's much better if you can find out in advance. Mm-hmm. And it's a very simple process to find out in advance. Like, there's the centralcreditregister.ie. It's an incredibly helpful website. It's very easy to just jump on there. You do need a few bits of detail about yourself. You need your name, your address, you need proof of your address, proof of your PPSN, and a photographic ID as well. The only other thing that complicates people when they go through the process is they do need a signature. And some people say, I don't have a printer anymore. How do I? You can take a picture of your signature and upload it. And as long as it matches everything else they have on file, it can be fine. But it's a very easy process. It's free. And that's important. It's free, provided you're not looking for one every day or every week. You'll get it for free. But once you get it out and it comes, lands on the doorstep, and you open up that envelope, you now know what the banks know about you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, you might be saying to yourself, no, my credit's absolutely perfect. But there may be a problem there. The one we've seen, we see a lot, Claire, would be the one, someone heads off to Australia, leaves the credit card behind, doesn't do anything about it, and it's all mammy's fault because mammy or daddy didn't tell them that there was letters coming in from the bank, right? And here they are a couple of years later, and they're now applying for a loan. Hopefully it's not a mortgage at that stage. And they're going, oh, I didn't know that that was a problem. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing, it does last. Like, what happens with it is it's 5 years, and everyone will see this 5 years, but it's 5 years from the time the loan is completed. So to put that in perspective, it's a 3-year loan, for example, and you have a problem with it. When you finish the loan at 3 years, it's going to stay on the record for another 5. So that's 8 years in total. Mm-hmm. And it does stay there for a very long time.
So the end of when you made the last payment on the loan.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the lender only sees the last 24 months of payments, but they will have a way of seeing that if there was a problem along the way.
There's an interesting question that's come in, and I should say to people to get in touch on 51551. Can you ask, Owen, do the banks find out if you check your credit rating, and are there any impacts on the rating because of that?
It's not that there's any impact on the rating. They may just ask you a further question. Why were you checking your credit? You checking your credit rating, really, that's fine. You're checking information about yourself, and you should do that.
Yeah, perfectly entitled to.
Perfectly entitled to it. But what they'll also see, and what you'll be able to see, is what other banks have checked about you. So say, for example, you're going for mortgage with Bank A, and you have that process ongoing, and then you go into mortgage, it's taking too long, or you're not confident, or they say no, and then you go to mortgage provider B, and you say, they get it and say, hold on a sec, why did mortgage provider A check that for you? What are you going ahead with their mortgage? Did they say no to you? So you may have questions to answer, because it's very transparent, and that's a good thing, because it being transparent about who's checked your credit register and having a list of all the people who have checked it allows you to know who's checking into you, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But it also opens you up to questions.
But it's only registered lenders who can check your credit rating.
Yeah, they're registered lenders. So we're talking about everybody from credit unions to banks to local authorities to, you'd be surprised, there's a list actually on the website. And I was skimming through it before I came in this morning, and like, there's 31 pages of people of different institutions that are registered on this register that have access to this information. And then some people will often say to me, well, Owen, what about, like, I don't want my information shared, or I've never given permission. You have given permission. Somewhere along the way, you've given permission, mm-hmm. in terms of signing a mortgage application or a loan application. It's all there in the T's and C's.
So just to go back to that question, are there any impacts on the rating because you checked it? Surely not.
Now, I wonder, is that person talking about rating and scores, right? So what this is a very factual, you have made your mortgage repayments, or you've made your loan repayments every month, or you've been in arrears a couple of months, or it's currently up to date, or whatever the situation is. If the person is talking about rating, just to actually, even if they're not talking about a credit score, we don't use credit score. We don't, in Ireland, it's not used. Actually, when the Central Credit Register came in a couple of years ago, there was talk of it, and it was, but it never actually came in. In the US, it's a big thing, and a lot of the data we get and the kind of info we get, particularly online at the moment, is, oh, you need to look after your credit score. It's not a thing here in Ireland. The banks use this information to say, are they up to date with their loans? Are they making the repayments when they're falling due? And they do the assessment themselves.
You did say earlier when I put that question to you that the bank might ask you why you checked your credit rating.
Yeah, I'd be less concerned about why you checked your credit rating. They're more likely to ask you, maybe I slipped up there. What I meant by that is they are asking, why did the other bank check you?
Okay.
So, and that's a reasonable question, because one of the things banks hate is a thing we call in my profession, multi-propping, right? Where you take a proposal form and you fire it into five different banks at the same time, in the hope that one of them's going to
but
fall.
You're allowed to do that.
You are absolutely allowed to do it, but the bank doesn't really want to, because they've a 1 in 5 chance that all the work that they're going to come out of, that they're going to put into this, there's a 4 in 5 chance they're not getting the business. Mm-hmm. So, they'll also want to know, did they say no because of something that we don't know about yet? And actually, just to jump for a second, Claire, if you do have a problem, right? And let's say you check your Central Credit Register, or let's say you already know you have a problem, the bank is going to find out about it. You are much better off coming clean at the start, fessing up to the problem, saying, look, I've had a problem in the past. This was the problem. This is why it happened then. And this is why it's not going to happen again. And that's you putting your best foot forward. The worst thing you can do, and again, I don't want people panicking saying, oh, I'm after submitting my application, I didn't tell them, but them coming to you and saying, hold on a second, we found something.
That's the worst scenario.
That's the worst scenario. It doesn't mean like that the door is locked and you're not getting in, but you would be much better off fessing up to it at the start and saying, look, this is a problem I've had.
And can you fix it? Let's say you go and check your credit rating and you see, oh gosh, I missed a car payment, let's say 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Can you fix that, and will it then be erased from your credit rating, or does it stay till for the 5-year period to expire?
So if you missed it, it's not going to be erased, right? What's going to happen is that when the bank applies, when you apply for your credit report, you're going to see the last 60 months of payments and when they failed you or not. When the bank applies, that they only get the last 24 months of payments, but they'll also, there is a thing in there that shows them that it could have been in arrears or that there was a problem in the past. If there's an actual error by the bank, mm-hmm. right? So once it goes to Central Credit Register, and this is different to the way it used to be, in case everyone else, because kind of anyone's thinking about the way it was a couple of years ago before the Central Credit Register. But once the data is with the Central Credit Register, they control that data and it's up to them to fix the errors. And they've a very clear process, you go jump online, you fill out a form, you explain what the error was, and then they will come back to you in 20 days and they should have it resolved. They possibly have it resolved immediately, but 40 days is kind of their target, that they don't want to go beyond the 40 days. So it should get corrected. Even without a correction, let's say you did miss your payment 3 years ago or 3 months ago or whatever the case is, and it's a factual, it's not a mistake, it should be there. You can put an explanation in yourself, mm-hmm. connected to that, and say, look, I don't, relationship breakdown, I lost my job, ill health, whatever it is, the actual reason. Because remember what I said a second ago, confess, bring it to their attention, explain why it happened then to give them comfort as to why it's not going to happen again.
Let's say
in the future.
You make up the difference and you make that repayment because you've discovered it's affecting your credit rating.
Yeah.
Is it still there?
It's still going to, you still miss the payments when they failed you, and it's still going to be there. Is it going to be held against you? It's a completely different question. It'll still be there.
That'll be the judgment of the bank.
Exactly. And that's why the score thing is much, it's important that people realise that we don't use scores here. It's to do with the judgment of the bank. And do they believe whatever's happened in your past, and everyone's entitled to wipe their past away from them, whatever's happened in your past, what does the future look for the bank? What's going to happen for them for the next 30 years? Do they believe you that you're actually going to make the payments when they fall due?
Mm-hmm. And that is the only thing on that credit rating information, is how you behaved when you owed money to one of the institutions. Like, there's people here texting in here saying, I've had no debts or loans for 20 years. Would I have a record?
No, you shouldn't have a record. But don't be surprised. Like, this is any loan over 500 euros. Okay, so any loan over 500 euros, that means that if you have an overdraft of over 500 euros, if you've got any personal loans, any loan that you can imagine that's over 500 euros, money lenders goes on it, local authorities, PCP is now on it, which wasn't there before. That's been put on in very recent years. There's COVID for you. I think it was actually 2019. But PCP is on it. Hire purchase agreements are on it. So there's a lot of things that it covers. There are certain things it doesn't cover. It doesn't cover utilities, for example. It doesn't cover court-ordered maintenance. So doesn't cover tax issues. It covers credit that you've been given out to by a bank or a credit institution over 500 euro. Mm-hmm. The other thing, just to jump again, Claire, if you don't mind for a second, is there is a 30-day period there. So say you missed the direct debit today. Usually the bank goes back in again in 14 days' time to take the money. So they went in today, the money wasn't there. They go back in again in 14 days' time and they successfully collect it. That shouldn't be affecting your credit register. If you get it done in the 30 days,
yes, if you fix it quickly.
Yeah, and it doesn't. I'm saying the word shouldn't be. If it is, I would then be querying it to be fixed.
Okay.
Because you should have that 30-day grace.
There's a lot of new lending schemes now in the last couple of years where if you buy something online, you can tick a box, fill in a couple of things and pay for it later. Or pay for it in installments.
Yes.
Now, that could be a problem in this regard.
Yeah, if it's going to be over 500 euro and they have to adhere to the same rules as everybody else and they're registered with the Central Credit Register, it will go on there. I have a big fear of people at this time of year. This year in particular, for those buy now, pay laters. And the big problem with these things is it was kind of the 6 weeks run up to Christmas and people will end up waking up in the middle of January and hopefully realising that they have 5 or 6 or 7 of these tiny little loans going out throughout the next 3 months and they accumulated them up and it's not just one and they could be on different dates. And what I would really try and encourage people to do here is try and sit down today or tomorrow and get a list of all of these buy now, pay laters. Put the 3 payments down on a piece of paper, stick it to the fridge, and as they come out, tick them off. Because these things seem great at the time. Generally, the terms and conditions say if you pay them as they fall due and within the 3 months, there's no interest falling. You're not going to be hit with any interest. But ultimately, once you go outside the T's and C's, you could be in trouble here.
OK, just remind us of the website again where people can go to check their credit register.
Centralcreditregister.ie.
OK, and that's where you get your records from. You're working on the new TV show, Working Away?
Yeah, new TV show. Still looking for a couple of people. So this one, just to remind your listeners, if you've had a complaint or you're struggling with a business or a service and you have a complaint and you want some expert help with us, we want to help you. So get in touch with consumer@indiepix.ie and let us take the mantle on that complaint and try and deal with it as best we can.
Owen, thank you very much. We look forward to that when it comes to our screens. That's Owen McGee. The email address again, consumer@indiepix.ie. If you have a story for Connor and his TV team and Connor for Owen, Owen's book is How to Make Your Money Work. Owen, thanks very much for coming in. Now, coming up next, do smartphones cause so much distraction for children that their ability to learn is disrupted? We're going to hear from a Finnish expert after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.